Like, you ever have cobbler or something like that?
Yes.
Can you think of any other names for apple cobbler or old names for it? And somebody has that has a real good appetite. Say, boy, he sure does like to put away his what?
Put away his food.
Okay. And what do you call the sweet liquid that you pour over the pudding?
The custard.
Okay, or what about milk or cream that you mix with sugar and nutmeg and stuff like that that you might pour over a pie?
What would you call it?
Okay. And what do you call food that you eat between regular meals? You call it a what?
Snack.
Okay. And you say, I will something breakfast at 7 o'clock.
I will fix.
Okay, and after you fix it. Okay. And just at that time,
I had already fixed.
Okay, and then after that?
Eaten.
Okay. And last week, what breakfast every day?
I fixed.
And then you did what?
At 8.
Okay. And what do people drink for breakfast usually?
Coffee or juice.
Okay. And how do you make coffee?
How do you make it? If you have instance, you boil water. With a cup of water, you use a teaspoon of coffee to the cup full, to 1 cup of coffee. And for percolating it, I use three-fourths of a cup of water in the percolator to each cup of coffee. And 1 rounded teaspoon of coffee to each cup.
Okay. And what do you drink when you're thirsty?
Water.
Okay, and you might drink it out of what at the table?
Out of a glass.
Okay. And if a glass fell off the sink and it fell off and did what?
It broke.
Okay. And you might say, I didn't
mean to break it.
Okay. And but someone has, you say, if you didn't do it, you'd say, I didn't break it, but someone has, talking about breaking it.
I didn't break it, but someone has.
Well, if you didn't do it,
then someone else. Oh, someone has broken it.
Okay. And if I ask you how much do you drink, you say what?
I drink.
And then you might ask me how much have you.
How much have you drunk?
Okay. And when dinner's on the table and family's standing around waiting again, what do you say to them?